This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. The men's marathon, an ancient event, will be the grand finale of Sunday's Olympic Games. But you don't need to go to Greece to find an ancient running tradition. The Apache tribe in Arizona celebrates its history of running every summer. Native American runners travel from the San Carlos Reservation to the summit of Mount Graham, which rises more than 10,000 feet over the desert. Day to Day's Noah Adams spoke with Apache runner Wenzler Nosey about the 121-mile relay run that he completed last month.
So how many people would be in the entire effort?
Well, actually, we did it with only four runners one time. Only four runners, and the four runners ran the whole 121 miles. From there, it's grown, and it varies throughout the years. You know, we could have almost 198 runners to, I think, the lowest we had, like now is running about 110.
When you did it with four runners, did they run at night? Did that happen?
Well, what we did was, we started early morning, and we ran throughout the day. We spent a night in certain areas that was very significant to us as Apaches, and then from there we move on to the next stop. So we're covering, I think, like about 35 to 40 miles a day. We got there, I think, in 3 days.
So this summer you ran how far?
This summer I ran about 26 miles.
And how long did that take?
We cover 121 miles in 11 hours and, I think it was 11 hours and 34 minutes. So within that 11 hours is where I cram my 26 miles.
What is the ceremonial staff that you carry? What does that look like, and how heavy is it?
Well, the staff is made from yucca, and yucca is a very, very, very light. I mean, it's very feather type weight. The staff holds our sacred stones and the feather of the eagle, which represents a lot of many different things for Native people. But for us, it's one of the things that flew the highest at one time, just the way it lived its life, with being a role model of how we should preserve things, So the staff consists of that, and we take that to the mountain, offering our prayers, and we leave that up there in the mountain so that our prayers can be answered. So that's what each runner carries.
Your ancestors were running before there were horses to use, before the Spanish conquest there.
Yeah, they were running. I mean, it's always been a real big part. Certain areas, horses couldn't get through, and they more or less became an obstacle for the people that were using them. And they even have stories of told that those had horses got caught, before the other ones that were running by foot. Even during the wartime, when they were fighting, they would leave the fight and regroup 13 to 15 miles, at a designated area, all by running.
Did running go away as a means of getting from place to place? Horses came, and then pickup trucks, and I guess motorcycles and bicycles.
Yeah, and then, like I said, if you get to know the history of what we would call the true history of what happened to Native people, like for us, being on the reservation, being prohibited to go anywhere, or having even up into the early 1900s where, they still had snipers sitting on a mound to bring fear to the Apaches to contain them. It really destroyed that part of our lives, It's kind of hard to sit back and see the Olympics going. I mean, I'm really proud of all the people doing that stuff. But, I say to myself, gee, we could have somebody out there, too, if we weren't prohibited for over 100 years to do away with what we were. But now it's coming back. The kids are learning that part of the history of how important it was to us. We got one girl right now that for the first time we have a 3A champion in track and one of the top contenders for this year. She's a senior. Right now the whole reservation is really excited about her because she may be the first one to sign a letter of intent to go to hopefully a major university to run. So it's all coming back.
Wenzler Nosey belongs to the San Carlos Apache tribe. He talked with us from Tempe, Arizona. Thank you, Mr. Nosey.
Oh, thank you for having me on.
And Day to Day's Noah Adams had that interview.